This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Right now, when you purchase the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, you get a free UVC portable light. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in How We Deal. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Politics has become so toxic. I hope my dad is able to bring back his desire to take some of that toxicity out.
If I flip this switch, the entire world is going to be just as toxic as us, baby.
Biden name is synonymous with democracy and transparency. And that's why I said that it was gold to them.
You know, I feel like I learned a lot about crack.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Born free as the wind.
Sing along if you know it.
As free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart.
That is the voice of an angel.
Do you practice what you preach? And I think that's where we're going to find out that a lot of latte liberals that sit up with $10 latte coffee drinks and don't want to change how they do business themselves.
So come on down to Latte Larry's and have a hot cup of spite with me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242 is the number to call to join the show, to leave a message on the Chump line, which we'll get to momentarily. Howie's got the day off today. I'm Taylor Cormier filling in. Here's a headline I didn't think I'd see today. White House considering cash payments to Central Americans to stem migration. They're thinking about paying people to stay away. We'll pay you if you come here. We'll pay you if you don't come here. We'll pay you. I feel like America's turned into a used car lot, and we're just, you know, anything goes. We're selling, we're buying, cash for clunkers, right? New York Post says the Biden administration is considering sending cash payments to Central Americans in a bid to prevent them from making the trek north. Report comes from Reuters. Potential cash transfers would be targeted at residents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, which makes up the highest number of migrants illegally crossing the border. The White House's southern border coordinator, Roberta Jacobson, told the outlet. She said, "We're looking at all of the productive options to address both the economic reasons people may be migrating as well as the protection and security reasons." White House hopes the cash payments will address economic issues Central Americans face, and they also plan to send COVID-19 vaccines to the country as well, the outlet said, citing a senior White House official who is unnamed. I don't mind them sending the vaccines. That's fine, but we're sending people money not to come. Oh, by the way, Roberta Jacobson is stepping down at the end of the month. This is also out today. Former ambassador to Mexico, whom President Biden chose as his border czar on the National Security Council, stepping down at the end of the month, she said today, even as the administration struggles to confront a surge of migrants at the nation's southwest border. So her fix-it-all solution is, I'm out this piece, and here's some money. We're just going to put in the money gun and shoot it out across the border. Do we think maybe that this money could be better well spent in, I don't know, plugging up holes in a fence that Joe Biden stopped construction on, that he said, that the DHS said they should probably do anyway, even though Joe Biden said not another foot of wall is going to be constructed under his administration? Sure sounds like they're doing everything but getting the bucket and scooping the water out of the boat. They're trying to reason with the water is what they're doing. They're trying to pay the water not to come through the hole. 844-500-4242. It's now time for the Chump line.
Oh, Lovey, I see we're stuck with Tucker Taylor again, the Frank Sinatra fanatic. Let us not forget, Frank Sinatra is about as good at singing as Jimmy Fallon is at comedy.
Ouch. That cuts deep, Senator, Secretary, Climate Czar. That cuts deep. I knew I was going to get something from you today, but that hurts.
Joe Biden here. I'm not going to take your guns. It's the second, you know, the second thing written on the paper. No joke.
I think yesterday he actually said menement in one of the cuts. I'm not going to go back to the cuts, but I think Joe Biden actually said menement. Does that surprise me? Absolutely not. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And we're down to the final 3 weeks for your chance to go fishing with Captain Dave. This week we're playing Where's Marciano? The challenge is harder, so the points are higher. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click Contact Us for more information.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I misspoke when I said there aren't background checks at gun shows. I meant to say gong shows. And that's why I've appointed Chuck Barris to run the Department of Alcohol, Firearms, and AFT. Tapioca. I mean it.
Yeah. There are a few of those old game show hosts still around. Peter Marshall. He just had his birthday last week, I believe. He's still around. He was the Match Game, right? I think he was the Match Game. He wasn't the Gong Show. That was a panel show. Go ahead.
I prefer my firearms the way Democrats prefer their voters. Undocumented.
Ooh, it's a bold statement. Ghost guns. So ghost guns just aren't kits. I mean, they could be... You could 3D print your own ghost gun. People have done that. You can make a ghost gun out of 2x4s and safety pins if you wanted to. I've seen it done. Don't look at me like that. I've seen it done. A ghost gun does not have to come from a store in a kit. And you're not going to be able to legislate everything.
I always confuse DMX with Prince Philip. Having them both die the same day isn't going to help things.
Well, I mean, how many more times are you going to have to reference them henceforth? They're not going to be in the news anymore. I get the joke, though. You could hardly find a wider gap in personalities. I'm sure they did share some common traits, though.
I don't know if you can get Prince Albert in a can anymore, but I hear you can get Prince Philip in a box.
Be nice. Be nice.
For anyone using their First Amendment right to comment about how the Second Amendment was created only for muskets, get off your iPhone and write me a letter using an inkwell and a quill pen and send it to me via horseback.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it. That's an excellent way to put it. Democrats, they always say that their positions on things are evolving. But when it comes to the Constitution is not an evolving document. To Republicans, the Constitution is a living document. It is constantly dictating to us how our country should be shaped and formed, how we're supposed to live our lives, how laws are supposed to come into creation and live in accordance with the Constitution. And if you didn't get what the Chump Line caller just said, it was actually very, very sentient. And the argument is always, especially from Democrats, the Constitution and the amendment, the Second Amendment, was put in place when we were carrying around single-shot muskets that took, 60, 90 seconds to reload after one shot. Well, the First Amendment was put in then, too. And we were just using inkwells and quill pens to write down our thoughts. We've got these now. iPhones, Samsung phones, smartphones. Speaking to you over the air right now, literally. Over the air, over YouTube. You're going to tell me that this is not an assault microphone for my First Amendment rights? Come on. Come on, man.
If Hunter Biden is the smartest person Joe Biden's ever met, then why isn't he working at the White House? He could be in charge of a real crack team.
Where is Hunter working? He's working in several different mediums. Now, he says it's oil-based mediums and uses a metal straw. And actually, no, I think he's using watercolors, is what he said a few months ago. He's an artiste now, don't you know?
Gee, and all Reagan's son did was become a ballerina.
Am I the only one, especially when the campaign was in full swing, am I the only one who took notice of those commercials where Ronald Reagan Jr. would come on and he would say, "I'm Ronald Reagan Jr., not afraid to go to hell"? Okay, that's your business, dude. I don't need to know that. It was weird.
The Botox Queen says we're on the right path, which really means the country's taking a bath. She loves to say socialism's the way, but it all falls apart once you do the math.
Yeah, I saw her on the cut sheet today, and I saw her when we were just hunting around for stuff. She didn't look well. She looked very Biden-esque. Of course, she is an octogenarian. Joe's not there yet. He's very close.
In my hand, I hold the last envelope.
High roller. Describe Hunter Biden at a bowling alley.
Very good. I like Howie. I do like the Karnak, the magnificent bits on the jump line.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That is the chump line. It is the voicemail message system, the recorded voice message system of the Howie Carr Show. Leave your pithy message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time during the weekdays by calling 1-844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. We may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. You can also get the Chopped Chumps. That's a podcast we put out around 7 o'clock every night, every weeknight, that is. And those are messages that did not make it to the air version of the Chump Line. These are perhaps because they were a bit more blue, shall we say, towed the line a bit more than the ones you've just heard. You can get those wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, and we're down to the final 3 weeks for your chance to go fishing with Captain Dave. This week, we're playing Where's Marciano? The challenge is harder, so the points are higher. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click Contact Us for more information.
Howie, Joe Biden County, come on, man. I misspoke when I said there aren't background checks at gun shows. I meant to say gong shows. And that's why I've appointed Chuck Barris to run the Department of Alcohol, Firearms, and AFT Tapioca. I mean it.
Yeah, that's about the only thing that can impact Joe's thought, the thought of tapioca. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
So I incorrectly said Peter Marshall was the host of The Match Game. In fact, he was the host of Hollywood Squares. Gene Rayburn was the host of The Match Game. Richard Dawson was the host of The Family Feud. Thank you to the texters who pointed that out to me. 603 says, I can count how many people Taylor's age who know who Freddie DeCordova and Peter Marshall are on one dismembered hand. That's probably true for a lot of people out there. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gabby Insurance. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Matt is on the board for us for the remainder of the show. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
So it's who do you feel more sorry for, Joe Biden because Hunter is his son or Hunter Biden because Joe is his dad?
I know the majority are going with they feel more sorry for Hunter because Joe is his dad. Hunter, my argument on this is Hunter made his decisions. No, Joe did not give his son a crack pipe to leave in the rental car. So I feel more sorry for Joe because Hunter is his son.
So 62% say Hunter Biden because Joe is his dad.
All right, I've got a little ground gained back on that. A little clarification. So the New York Post just came out and said the White House is considering cash payments to Central Americans to not come over the border. Reuters, looking at their story, has a little bit more detail, not much. Reuters on this story, United States is considering a conditional cash transfer program to help address economic woes that lead migrants from certain Central American countries to trek north, as well as sending COVID-19 vaccines to those countries. The possible cash transfer program would be targeted at people in the Northern Triangle region of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. That's according to Roberta Jacobson, the White House's Southern Border Coordinator, the woman who is stepping down at the end of the month. She said, well, she actually did not say who exactly would be receiving the cash. Roughly 168,000 people were picked up by U.S. Border Patrol agents at the U.S.-Mexico border in March, the highest monthly tally since March of 2001, and part of steadily increasing arrivals in recent months. Jacobson says, we're looking at all of the productive options to address both the economic reasons people may be migrating, as well as the protection and security reasons. She did not provide a detailed explanation of how any cash transfer program would work. She said, the one thing I can promise you is the U.S. government is not going to be handing out money or checks to people. But it does sound a lot like they're, again, reversing a Trump policy, which was to take money from, stop the, you know, foreign aid. And they're going to be reinstituting foreign aid to the Northern Triangle in Central America. All right, we've got Police Blotter Facts Friday coming up next. Don't go anywhere. A lot of great stories, so Grace tells me. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. He's got the day off. He'll be back next week. And, there's a couple of text messages here I'm looking over. Taylor, can I borrow your Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass bumper music this weekend? I'm hosting a party for my great-great-great-great-grandparents. Not nice. Not nice. By the way, happy belated birthday to Herb Alpert. It was his birthday the other. He's still around. I think he's somewhere around. He's 86, I believe. 86. All right. It is Friday afternoon, just after 5:30. Grace is in the studio with me. That could only mean one thing. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. We'll be right back.
So the way this works, I think everybody's familiar throughout the week. Listeners send us some funny stories. They could be from the newspaper. They could be from tabloids. You know, funny stories involving the police. Nothing too macabre, please. Funny stories that have, you know, funny endings. I know funny is a very objective word, but hey. So you can send them to us by email, by emailing grace@howiecarshow.com. We still have a fax number if that's your preferred method of sending documents. I don't know why it would be, but we still take faxes. 857-284-8864. And this time each week, we read the funniest ones in our opinion, and the two funniest get a prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They'll get a copy of Kennedy Babylon 1.
Yes.
That is the white version of it, not the pink one. And
it's Howie's white album.
Yes, and it's a fan favorite. People like it. It's all the classics. So I'll send those out. And now here we have the runners-up. They do not win a prize, but they're honorable mention. First up, naked woman arrested after trespassing in Killeen.
In where?
So this happened in Killeen, which sounds like it's going to be
in Ireland.
No, it's actually in Texas.
Nebraska, Texas. Okay.
A Killeen man thought he had heard something overnight, then found an unknown naked woman sleeping in his guest bedroom Sunday morning. Jovita Vaughn.
I hate when that happens.
Jovita Vaughn.
That's always a pain telling my wife. I didn't put her there. She came in on her own.
Upon arrival to a criminal trespassing in progress call Sunday, Killeen police officers were told by the complainant that he believed someone, this is the weird part, he believed someone had come into his house last night but did not check until that morning.
I mean, look, that's the thing, like, If you think you're living in a haunted house, a lot of people say, well, nothing's happened to me yet, so the ghost can't be that mean.
Yeah, but I understand, like, being thirsty in the middle of the night and going, ugh, I'm not getting up to get a glass of water. It's just too much effort. But to hear someone come into your house and go, yeah, I'm going to wait till the morning.
I'm the exact opposite of this guy. If I hear a noise in the middle of the night, I am
up and at him.
I'm up. I'm James Bonding it throughout my house.
Oh, God. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Complainant had found a female sleeping naked on an air mattress in one of the other rooms. The naked.
Oh, my.
The naked woman.
This is. She's in a guest room and all they have is an air mattress?
Yes.
This is a lousy B&B. Airbnb here.
The naked woman was identified by police as Jovita Vaughn, also known as Jovita Garza. Complainant told police officers he wanted her gone.
Did she inflate the mattress herself?
Oh, there's more. For some reason, I thought this was a one-pager. Vaughn told police that she had previously lived at the residence in 2009, so she should be able to stay at the residence.
Okay.
During the arrest, she refused to put her clothes back on and refused to stand up. Officers then arrested Vaughn and led her out of the house, attempting to cover her body with clothing.
Is there a picture of this woman?
Yes, there is. Oh, but I should also add, when she was leaving the residence, she turned her head and spit on one of the police officers.
As naked women are wont to do.
There you go. It's a little bit of a blurry pic.
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to say guilty.
All right, next up. Woman allegedly shoots at Burger King workers over drive-through wait time.
This is a whopper of a story.
Indeed. A drive-through order took a bad turn on Tuesday when a woman allegedly opened fire into the window of a Burger King in Memphis, Tennessee.
How many more, Mr. Speaker? I'm so glad I don't work in the service industry anymore. Did you ever work in a fast food joint?
I never worked fast food.
I've worked at Honeydew and Wendy's, and I had a great time at both. I had a lot of fun. But, yeah, you could get harassed severely if you're working the drive-thru. It's not a very rewarding job.
The drive-thru, to me, seems to be the place where a lot of this violence occurs. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen some places put
you're
up
on the receiving end. What these people fail to understand is that 9 times out of 10, the person that is handing you your order had nothing to do with fulfilling your order.
But here's my question. Because sometimes I go to a drive-thru and the person who's handing me my stuff when I get to the window, they also have the microphone on.
Right.
So are they taking orders and handing out orders?
Are they taking
like,
orders?
Are they the person who talked to me through the intercom?
Yes.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah. They're the one, you're talking to them, they're putting your order in.
And then they're also handing it to you.
And they're handing it to you. Unless it's the, some places still have two windows.
Yes.
Where you pay at one, that person is just strictly taking orders.
I like that better. I think that's a little more efficient.
It is more efficient. And then there's somebody on the other end to hand you your order.
Yeah.
And there's a whole team in between that's fulfilling the order.
I mean, I think that I have places at this point where I know the drive-through runs like a smooth machine. But a lot of these places, especially about wait time, I mean, I can't imagine it was that long of a wait time.
Yeah. There's a certain coffee place that is on every corner in Massachusetts, and there's one on either side of the highway that I use to get to work. I will drive under the overpass to get to the other place because I know my order. The other one, they never get my order right.
Yeah.
But that one across the highway always gets my order right.
I think that is very normal. I do the same thing. I'll pick out certain ones because it's like once you get the order wrong a couple times, you're like, this place is no good. Video surveillance shows the suspect retrieve a black handgun from the vehicle, extend her upper body through the drive-through window, and fire.
She wanted to get a good shot.
Several shots at the Burger King workers.
That's horrible.
You know what one of the people said who was interviewed about this? More security, more police in the area would probably help.
Yeah, it might. There have been studies that show that there's police in the area, there are less shootings.
Another resident, Dwayne Wilson, said, kids weren't there, so, you know, that's the thing. That's kind of messed up. I'm glad that everyone's okay.
Did this woman get her order?
No, it looked based off the video that she just shot, and then once she let the bullets go, she wasn't going to stick around for the food anymore. Very strange. Very angry.
That is very angry.
Hangry, you might say. Stormtrooper statue stolen from Long Island video game store.
Oh, no.
A stormtrooper statue was stolen from the front of a Long Island store where it was on display last week. Surveillance from The Blast from the Past retro video game store on West Main Street shows two women walking off with a 3-foot Star Wars figure on April 1st. But this wasn't an April
Fool's. Only a 3-foot? That's not that. It's a midget stormtrooper.
It was stolen around 3:10 p.m. that day.
Little person stormtrooper.
I was right around the corner getting gas when my manager informed me and said the stormtrooper was stolen. The guys who were inside couldn't see it. The statue, worth between $300 and $400, wasn't even for sale at the shop.
Well, they always miss, so it's probably not worth even that much. They were never useful.
By the way, Police Blotter Facts Friday, as always, is brought to you by Pantidosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence. Everybody knows that Joe Pantidosi is a friend of the show. He's a wonderful sponsor, and the bread they make there is absolutely incredible. I'm going to have some this weekend with some meatballs and spaghetti. They just have the best bread, so make sure you check out Pantidosi Baking Company at your local markets, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I don't know if you saw this story, and I usually wouldn't do this kind of story in Police Blotter, but I do find it interesting. Reigning Mrs. World arrested over onstage fight in Sri Lanka. Did you see this?
So there's a Miss America, there's a Miss USA, there's a Miss Universe, and a Miss World?
Yeah, and I think, and I could be wrong on this, so please.
Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Mrs.?
Yes. Please, pageant communite, do not come after me, because I'm not trying to create enemies. I think what I've gathered is Miss USA gets more traction than Miss America. Miss America is a little bit more based off like talents, and Miss USA is a little bit more commercial.
It's, well, Trump had it, so it was more based on beauty than brains.
Yes, Miss now, but I think the people are very talented and all that. Now, Miss World or Mrs. World, I never heard of, but I heard of Miss Universe.
I've never heard of Mrs. World.
Police in Sri Lanka on Thursday arrested the reigning Mrs. World for pulling the crown off of the head of a winner of a Mrs. Sri Lanka beauty pageant and allegedly causing injuries. The reason she did this is very interesting. Okay, so Caroline.
They really stick those tiaras into the hair.
Yeah, she really had to yank it. Caroline Jury, who won the Mrs. World 2020 competition, she was the one giving out the crown, I believe, was accused of hurting Pushpishka De Silva, who won the Mrs. Sri Lanka title at a televised pageant held in Colombo on Sunday. Moments after De Silva won the title, Jury, who is also Sri Lankan, came on stage and snatched the crown from her, saying she was ineligible because she was divorced.
This is like
the
a Kanye
crown
moment.
Is a lie.
This is a Kanye, I'm gonna let you finish moment.
Yeah. Jury then gave the crown to the first runner-up, declaring she was the winner. Oh. I don't understand in what goes through your head where you're like, we're gonna fix this right now. You know,
there was a moment like this at the Oscars too, where somebody won and it was a mistake, but that was a legitimate mistake. That was when
the Ryan Gosling movie won. They had said that movie, but the real winner was Moonlight.
Moonlight, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the
Ryan Gosling was the dancing movie, right?
Wasn't Faye Dunaway one of the people who was up there on stage? The guy tried to throw her under the bus. He was like, oh, sorry, Faye. It was really bad.
339 says, did the lady at the drive-thru have a ghost gun? It's a good question. She hasn't been arrested, so it seems.
Okay.
2 dozen monkeys escape German zoo for a day.
What were the monkeys' names, Grace?
You know what?
All 2 dozen of them.
I can tell you that I will have some of the names for you on the other side. I have a source in Germany who is getting them to me.
Uh-huh.
And I will have them on the other side for you. But I thought this was interesting because this is the second monkey story of the week. There were 5 monkeys in Cincinnati that broke out of the zoo. About 2 dozen monkeys broke out of a southwestern German zoo and spent the day lolling in the sun near
a
forest.
As soon as Joe Biden got into the White House, it became Planet of the Apes.
The Barbary macaques escaped from
macaques?
The zoo. Macaques escaped from the zoo.
Macaques?
And not far from the Swiss border. It was not entirely clear how they got away, but construction work at the zoo might have been a factor.
They retreated to the Swiss apes?
You know what, though? They seemed like they were friendly. They had a nice day, you know.
Macaques, I think they're very social monkeys. That's my monkey knowledge is that macaques are okay as far as monkeys go.
That's the way I'm reading this is that they, you know, they went out and then they came back. You know, they were like, okay, we're good. We got our son. Naked lap at Colorado resort reportedly cost person ski pass. This is just a really quick story.
Naked lap?
Yeah, someone took a run down a popular mountain.
Oh, I thought you meant like upper thigh.
Yeah, it reads weird. The headline's strange. But then they got their ski pass pulled. That's just a quick story. I'll have the 2 winners and the 24 names of the monkeys when we return.
All right, more of Police Blotter Facts Friday coming up, 844-500-4242. That's Grace, I'm Taylor, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr. The original carpetbagger.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Back to Police Blotter Facts Friday. Grace has an update for us on the monkeys.
Yeah, so the 2 dozen German monkeys that escaped from the zoo. My source has finally come in with the names. Leon, Lucas, Tobias, Laura, Anna, Hannah, Finn, Felix, Gunther, Hans, Stefan, Carl, Walter, Klaus, Alice, Annalise, Zelda, Frida, Tilly, Romy, Amelia, Alelsa, Vaughn, and Ursula.
No Greta?
No Greta.
No Greta.
All righty. Now for our 2 winners. This is a very interesting story, especially with all of the commotion regarding Dr. Seuss lately.
Mm-hmm.
Mom collared for Coke on the Cat in the Hat. A Florida woman is facing a felony child neglect charge after police found...
Very good alliteration in that headline. When I was writing headlines, I would always love a chance for alliteration.
Mom collared for Coke.
Collared for Coke
on
Cat in the Hat.
Yes.
Nice.
After police found cocaine and a cut straw atop her 3-year-old son's copy of Dr. Seuss's
The
Cat in the Hat.
Burisma Biden, the baby here?
Casey Cuoca was arrested Wednesday evening.
Casey Cuoca collared for coke on Cat in the Hat.
For narcotics.
Narcotics.
In her residence in Largo, a city in the Tampa Bay area. If Howie was on today, he would say...
Other side of the state.
Yes, yeah, that's not near me.
Not near me.
along with the bump of suspected cocaine, cops seized marijuana and a baggie of pills suspected to be MDMA.
So I read Dr. Seuss books to my son for bedtime, mm-hmm. and there is one of my favorites is the ABC book. And at the end of, you know, whatever letter they're explaining, it repeats the letter three times. And so, yeah, lion in the leopard, lemur, LLL. K, if you get the K, this book has to be canceled because it says something in the coconut tree or KKK.
Oh, it goes with it?
It says KKK in the book. It's got to be canceled.
Wow, I'm surprised they haven't found that
yet. I'm surprised they haven't found it either.
You just put it on blast.
Yep.
Damn.
How dare you?
How dare you? Okay, and the last story is something that I've already talked about briefly this week, but we didn't really get into it. 10-foot alligator found hiding under car in Florida. A 10-foot-long monster gator was hauled away by trappers after he was found under a car at a Florida apartment complex. I don't know how they know it's a he.
So here's some information you're not going to get on any other talk show. Yes. It is mating season for alligators. Did you know that? I just read that yesterday.
I did not know that.
It's coming into mating season, so we're going to get a lot of alligator stories.
Wow. Wild footage shows several men in Tampa lifting the sharp-toothed behemoth in the back of a truck with its powerful mouth taped shut last week. This was no small gator. It was 10 feet, 2 inches.
Yeah, that's probably almost the full length of the car.
At least three people then hauled the giant critter into the bed of a pickup truck and closed the back panel.
Saw somebody
Taylor!
Hit a... Yeah.
The gator's unexpected cameo may be due to spring mating season.
What did I tell you? Huh?
By the way, the gator's name? Joey.
Joey the gator. I hope he finds his long-lost love. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Taylor.
We'll be back. This is the Howie Carr Show.